Okay, I'd like to take a minute to explain why it is we can guarantee that this coaching program works. First of all, the Bible promises extensively that God blesses obedience. If we do what He says, He promises blessing. Conversely, if we don't do what He says, He promises cursing. But the Bible puts more emphasis on, well, that's not true, actually. There seems to be more verses on how things don't work out if we don't do what God says. I guess it's because it should be more obvious that things will work out if we do what's right. But this program is commanded. That is to say, the Bible commands us to study the Bible every day. And that's what this program does. It doesn't just command us to read the Bible, however. It commands us to understand it and to apply it and to help others understand it and apply it. And that's also what we do in this program. So we're just doing what the Bible says we should be doing. And that should bring God's blessing on our obedience. A second reason why this program works is because ideas have consequence. We have in this program a positive blueprint, something to inspire you, something to say, I've got this great idea. And it's something that's having that great idea is something that inspires you to action. On the other hand, bad ideas are an obstacle to success. They're an obstacle to blessing. They're an obstacle to progress. They're an obstacle to peace and prosperity. Ideas have consequences, even bad ideas have consequences. We see this, for example, in communism and Islam. They say that their victory is inevitable, and often that causes people to give up. Christians and people who believed in liberty under communism in the Soviet Union were beat down, and they were disabled. They lost their energy and their drive and their commitment to fight against communism, to resist it, and to be optimistic. Because they continually had these bad ideas drummed into their head, that the dictatorship of the proletariat was inevitable, that Sharia law is inevitable. Christians often groan under the weight of a homosexual rights movement, which says the acceptance of homosexual marriage is inevitable, and sometimes we might give up. But extraordinary ideas eventually have extraordinary consequences, and that's the whole premise behind this program, that the extraordinary ideas, sometimes ideas that they're not ideas you've heard before, but they're ideas that are the lofty ideals of civilization. And sometimes we say these lofty ideals are impractical, and that people who uphold them are utopian and unrealistic. But yet we all respect them, and life actually is improved when people try to obey and follow these ideas, even in the slightest bit. That's the third point, is that these ideas are challenging, they're demanding. The idea is really understandable. Forgive your enemies, love your enemies. That's easy to understand, but it's not necessarily easy to follow. But it is rewarding because, again, God blesses obedience. And that means that when you pursue these ideas, think about these ideas, learn about these ideas every day, the Bible says iron sharpens iron. And I guarantee not only that this program works, but I guarantee that you won't always agree with what we're trying to do. You won't agree with the ideas. You won't agree with what it says. But eventually, I think you will agree. And even if you don't agree, you will be improved. You will be changed. Even giving an honest and open-minded, fair assessment of these new ideas, or ideas which are so old to us they appear to be brand new, even just considering these ideas and giving an honest and an attempt to give a biblical analysis of those ideas, even if I can't convince you this month or even this year, I think eventually you're going to be convinced, but the process will help make you a better person. Just the process of listening and analyzing these ideas respectfully and forcing yourself to try to come up with a biblical refutation of the idea if you don't agree with them initially, it's going to sharpen you, just like the Bible says, iron sharpens iron. So I know you won't agree, but you will be changed and you will be improved. And that's why we guarantee that this program will work. It's the ideas that made America the most prosperous and most admired nation in history. These are the ideas that the Bible puts before us as Christians. These are the ideas that make us fully human, truly human. So I hope you'll be signing up and taking advantage of this program.